I don't wish to repeat some of the precious things that have been brought before us, but just to add to the thought of rising, there's movement Godward, and it's what the Spirit of God produces. Then, one more thought in verse 6, the Lord has visited his people. The first time now where she identifies with the Lord's people rather than identified with the people of Moab. They're the Lord's people. I want to be with them. The point that our brother Alfred made about what you said you can't explain, on the one hand, the responsibility of man, on the other hand, the sovereignty of God. In Psalm 85, we have where they are bound or linked together. It's the cross. There we read, verse 10, mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Truth shall spring out of the earth, and righteousness shall look down from heaven. It's the cross of Christ. Brother Vagdi mentioned this out, bringing Christ into a situation. And I've traced somewhat, and there's many more places to trace, where you find departure and restoration. True restoration of a soul is only then when they've gained a greater appreciation of Christ than when they left, than the ground that they left and that led them away. And this is what God desires through this, to give us a fresh view of the greatness and the wonder of the Lord. We see that in God's ways, leading with the people of Israel through the wilderness. You find there some of the great departures that were there. And the few in chapters 10 to 20 of Book of Numbers really take in 38 years of their travels in the wilderness. But it's there where you have the red heifer offering brought in, which is not anywhere in Leviticus. There's also where you have, in the end, the serpent lifted up. So there was provision in Christ for the difficulty of their road. There's also the other one, the staff that budded and bore the intercession of Christ, which was mentioned. Those three things are mentioned at a time when you think, well, all is over. Can God give anything more than what he has already revealed in the book of Leviticus of all the different aspects of the work of Christ? Yes, there is. There is, exactly for the need of the time. Another point I'd like to, just to amplify what has been said by chapter 80. In Psalm 80, in this psalm, and we're not going to study that psalm because that takes us a conference, but it begins with, give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubim, shine forth. And in verse 3, turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Now, if you read this psalm, three times you have this expression, turn us again, O God. But it's a crescendo. Every time it's repeated, there's something additional to it. It seems the urgency. But in between those times, verse 7 is the next time, turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. You notice, first of all, it is, O God, cause thy face to shine. Now it is, O God of hosts, cause thy face to shine. And then he rehearses the story, how God brought out a vine and he planted them. But now why have you cut down the hedges? Why has God, as it were, allowed them to scatter? And he brings this in, but then in the end, in verse 17, let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand and upon the son of man whom thou madest strong for thyself. There's Boaz, the true Boaz, the Lord Jesus. And then the last time, or verse 18 then, so will not we go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. And then the last time where this expression is found, again extended as it were, turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. You notice how the appeal is to him, and increasingly recognizing the fullness that there is in his person. O Lord God of hosts, cause thy face to shine. And the expression, cause thy face to shine, as we also have in Numbers 5, then the Lord bless thee and cause his face to shine, is, I understand, the Hebrew scholars, rabbis, they interpret that is the time when the Lord will come, when they will see him, his face shining upon them. And so that is the ultimate answer, the coming of the Lord to restore his people. But for us it is to get a fresh view of the glory of God as seen in the face of Jesus Christ.